This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program are members of the Traditional Voice Committee in Burnsville and Yancey County. And with us is Judy Carson. You may know her from the Orchard at Alta Pass. And also Danny McIntosh, the Burnsville mayor. They're with us today to talk about our mountain musical heritage and two special events that are coming up later this month.
Thank you, Steve. We do have some wonderful things going on in this community. There is going to be a very special two-day celebration of a gentleman named Leslie Riddle. Leslie Riddle was born right here in Burnsville, and he was buried here, too. Born in 1905, he died in 1979. And he was a young man who had a terrible accident when he was in his late teens, lost his leg in an industrial accident, and so he had some time on his hands, and he taught himself how to play the guitar. Well, in time, he became a cohort and friend of A.P. Carter of the Carter family, and they went all around the countryside collecting the old songs, the old traditional songs. A.P. could remember the words to those songs, but it was Leslie Riddle who could remember the tunes and the melodies. He was a vital part of that, and he became a very close friend of the Carter family. And he and Mother Maybelle would trade their knowledge of the guitar, which influenced both of their musics. And this gentleman is someone that this community needs to know about and be proud of, and I think that Mayor McIntosh can tell us sort of how this all got going.
In the summer of 2006, at a performance at the Burnsville Town Center, I met Terry McKinney. He is a local musician and historian, and he asked me a question. He said, "Do you know where Leslie Riddle is buried?" And I said, "No, I don't know that name right away, but I think I can find out." And I did. What is interesting to me is that in A.P. Carter's later years, he purchased his own headstone. He specified that it be made of pink granite that he had found in Texas when the Carter family was out there broadcasting on station XERA. And on that tombstone, he has a 78 RPM record, "Keep on the Sunny Side." It's in the Mount Vernon Cemetery over there near Hilton's, Virginia. And AP remarked, "Someday people will come here and want to know where the Carters are buried." And sure enough, Terry McKinney came to Burnsville wanting to know where Leslie Riddle was buried. So that set me off on an investigation. And when I found Leslie Riddle's tombstone of pink granite in the Horton Hill Cemetery, there was just a feeling there, you know, that I have discovered something. And this has just been an amazing trip up to this point. But it all began when somebody wanted to know, where is Leslie Riddle buried? On Friday, February the 22nd, beginning at 7 o'clock, in the Cultural Resource Center, which is what is known locally as the Old Brown Dormitory, just across the street from the Parkway Playhouse, the Leslie Riddle Recording Studio is going to be dedicated. That's free and open to the public. There will be some refreshments and some music and some stories. So we look for everyone to come out, and that's again going to be between the hours of 7 and 9 on Friday night, February the 22nd.
And there's going to be a special guest speaker, and this guest speaker is Mr. Mike Seeger. Mike Seeger was a well-known musician. He was a Grammy nominee 6 times. His whole family was known for trying to preserve the traditions of the music in this country. And Mike Seeger sought out Leslie Riddle in Leslie's last years of his life. And after Leslie had left the Carter family and was living up in New York State, but what happened is Mike was playing on a program with Mother Maybelle, and Mother Maybelle played the wonderful song Cannonball that Leslie Riddle was responsible for giving to the Carters. And also she had these wonderful guitar licks. And Mike Seeger said, "Where did you learn that?" And she said, from a fellow named Leslie Riddle. And he wanted to know where he was, and she didn't know. So he spent a couple of years looking for Leslie Riddle, finally found him up in New York State. And he spent the last 17 years of Riddle's life recording interviews with him and recording some of his music and having Leslie make his very first recording CD. That's going to be available at these events.
And on Saturday, in the Burnsville Town Center, beginning at 7:30, is going to be a concert where several local groups have constructed a CD of Leslie Riddle music. Also, Mike Seeger and his wife are going to perform. It's just going to be a great time, going to be an introduction to the CD, the unveiling of some portraits, oil paintings, and drawings going to occur at that time, and the admission will be $10, and that's at the Town Center, beginning at 7:30 on Saturday, February the 23rd.
What's the impact and the significance for Burnsville and Yancey County of this gentleman and these events?
Steve, the series of events that led us here is just unbelievable how it's all come together. But it will allow us as a town and a county to establish what I believe is a significant presence in the music heritage trails of Western North Carolina, East Tennessee, and Southwest Virginia. That being the Crooked Road, Virginia's heritage music trail, is several places up there that have country music, old-time music, and also about the same thing has been established in the Blue Ridge music trails in Western North Carolina. And Burnsville can become a destination place for folks who are interested in that kind of thing. So that's an opportunity we're seeking out. Will give us a chance to showcase our town center and, of course, increase revenue and activities there. But it's just a real opportunity also to give us an annual event, hopefully to recognize Black History Month is where this sort of began in the first place. So it's just a tremendous opportunity for Burnsville and Yancey County to recognize a true native-born son and also to give folks here a reason to celebrate our history and heritage, knowing that someone born here in Yancey County had such an influential part in country music, which is something that all of us enjoy. And even if you move into this area and you don't enjoy it, I think you will probably learn to if you stay around.
Our thanks to Danny McIntosh, the Burnsville mayor, also to Judy Carson with the Orchard of Altapass, members of the Traditional Voice Committee, who will be bringing these special events coming up later on this month. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.